Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle.
This is News Radio KDK. We started 101 years ago covering the presidential election. Big election coming up in this state as Tom Wolf will end his terms. And somebody new will be in that seat. Will it be Josh Shapiro on the Democratic side? Many feel he's the odds-on favorite. But a crowded Republican field. And there's a name that kept popping up, and it was floated November and through December, and then reached out to former Speaker of the House, Republican Mike Torzai, who's on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Mike, good morning.
Hey, Larry, how are you?
I'm
Kevin,
good.
How are you?
I know
Doing
that
great.
You've
Thank
had
you, sir.
Heavy decisions to make in your family, your professional life, and your public life. So the decision is what?
You know, Larry decided that it's just it's late in the game, and you have to have an organization early, and you have to have planning early. And I have a position at at one of Pittsburgh's premier organizations, companies, and People's Natural Gas. And in addition, my family, who was actually very supportive wanted me to just, move into the race and just take this on for Pennsylvania. It was a difficult decision given the lateness of the hour.
Yeah. And you've been in the political fight. I mean, that runs through your blood. I mean, I'm sure you get energized for it. You probably... when did you start kicking around the idea of possibly running for governor? And how much has to go into that planning?
Yes, because there's a number of components. First of all, the race is going to run, I suspect, on both sides, somewhere near 80 million. It will be a very expensive race. Now, a lot of that money will certainly come after the primary. And in addition, you need to really have a grassroots campaign. It's a fifth most populous state in the nation, and so many different regions. I know you know this, but there really are significant differences between the Lehigh Valley and greater Philadelphia area, Pittsburgh, Erie, and then, the what we typically call the T, much of rural Pennsylvania that crosses Route 80 and crosses Route 6. I've been in all 67 counties, and it is significant work, but you have to want it, and you have to go get it, and you really do need to start early.
We're with Mike Torzai, who was former Speaker of the House, and you began your official political career over 20 years ago. Mike, you served this state. A lot of people around the state know your name, but if you're not in it on the Republican side, now who do you think might come to the forefront? We know some of the names, but I'm confident to say we don't know most of them.
Yeah, it's a wide field, they're all, thoughtful, competitive individuals. I leave that up to the electorate. More debates are certainly going to be occurring over time here, and the key here is that people have to coalesce around good conservative issues. And with somebody certainly like myself, brings to the table is a record that nobody has to question, right? If you've governed a particular way for the years that I did as Speaker of the Pennsylvania House of Representatives and as Majority Leader, nobody has to question your grit or your toughness or your willingness to stand the ground. And really, I think the key issues are on education. Yes, you could always put more money into public education, but what are our demands on public education? And are we going to let parents really control the education of their children, whereas teachers and administrators need to be partners? And the notion that you can just shut down and only focus on the health of, really not on the health of teachers with COVID, that's important, but it could be balanced in making sure that these kids are getting in-classroom instruction. And I think people like myself, when I was speaker, were really dismayed by the can't-do attitude versus a can-do attitude. And you know, in certain school districts, we all know where these problems lie. Okay, yeah, you might have gotten a personal computer to them, but was there really any instruction going on? And what was happening with the mental health of these children? I think we all know, my wife's in the healthcare arena, she's a pediatrician. I know anecdotally what was occurring. We all know that many kids got lost for that year. And it emphasized the need for school choice. I've always been a school choice proponent, a significant school choice proponent. I'm actually very pro public school. My kids got great educations in public school, but I did have one that went to Catholic school, small Catholic school, and it was the best fit for him. We could afford it. Not everybody can. Homeschooling needs to have its place. Charter schools, I was a champion of charter schools, particularly in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, because they offered kids who were in losing battles places to go where they could fit with different ideas and different approaches. Like at City School in Pittsburgh, where you work half a day at a corporation and the other half of the day you're getting an education and you stay with the same teachers all 4 years. That's innovation. I do think that's a crucial issue. And then for me, the protection of life. We know Roe v. Wade is either going to be overturned, I suspect, or scaled back based on the Mississippi case. The protection of life is still, I think, crucial, and it shows that every person has dignity. And we want that seamless garment of life, right? Everybody's protected from the moment of conception up until their last natural breath on Earth.
Well, yeah. It sounds like you're very passionate still, Mike. Is there a way you can contribute without running for governor?
I hope to always contribute to the region, particularly, I would say, in the state, particularly with respect to this. We have energy and manufacturing that are driving our economy. You've been down to Beaver County, I'm sure, Lair,
yes,
and Kevin, mm-hmm, to see the cracker plant, the petrochemical facility. Another facility is going to start up in Luzerne County, another place that really has a lot of brownfield sites and needs those trade union jobs with great wages, pension benefits, healthcare benefits. We need to work hand in hand to make sure that they are family sustaining jobs, not just jobs, but family sustaining jobs whereby people can remain intact families. They can raise their families. They can, when you're out there struggling and you're picking up two jobs and your spouse is picking up two jobs and, you're just racing at trying to make ends meet, that's when, like, drugs get into your life, mm-hmm, alcohol abuse gets into your life. It really, you lose the support and help of your community with an employment base. Churches are trying to, and synagogues and mosques, those organizations try to pick up the pieces. But if you can't have something around where somebody can have a really family-sustaining, then it's hard for people to make it.
Money's always a big thing, Mike. I know tomorrow's the March for Life in Washington, D.C. You've been phenomenal for the protection of the unborn. You've advanced school choice, energy independence you talked about. But money's a big deal, too. Coming in late into the race, there's a few big donors out there. But how tough is it to try to convince somebody to open up the purse strings when, you're getting a late start like that?
So, believe it or not, I certainly had a bevy of supporters. And never like to let anybody down who is supporting you. But I will tell you, money is tight, it's interesting, these campaign consultants who drive so much of this. It's interesting, the campaign industry, what they tend to do, these consultants, is they go look for self-funders, quote on, you know, that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a term of art, by the way, in the political world. And they go and look for, like, multi-billionaires, you know, people who have a lot of wherewithal and convince them that, you know, that they're the best. He or she is the best individual to run for an office. To me, it's a little dismaying that money is such a key factor. But if you look at the U.S. Senate race on the Republican side, right, my understanding is that three of the four are certainly multimillionaires. And, I think even the fourth individual is a millionaire of significance. All of them are, you know, three of them, from what I understand, you know, are not in Pennsylvania residents at this time, or have become Pennsylvania residents at this time. You've seen the ads for, you know, Dr. Oz, by way. And it's interesting just how dominant the money factor is. And, you know, there's a lot of money to be made from these races, by the various campaign consultants. It is an industry, and to know that you have that bankroll is a key component as to how folks go find their candidates. It's dismaying, but it is what it is.
Well, we can't thank you enough for joining us to discuss this, and hopefully we can reach out to you along the way and get your expert advice.
Yeah, he could be our color analyst for the primary.
Big race, yeah, coming up. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Larry and Kevin. Take care.
Yes,
and
thank you, sir.
Please thank your wife as a physician and dealing with all our healthcare professionals. We can't thank them enough. So we'll talk again soon,
my
Mike.
Gosh, Larry, I agree with you. Thank you so much.
Mike Torzai, former Speaker of the House, exclusively on KDKA Radio. The good Dr. Mike Hutchinson, Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry, is on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Doc, how you holding up?
Doing well, thanks. Still warm.
For now. You know what I think? And Kevin brought this up earlier. When we get as cold as we're going to get this weekend, he goes, it's a tick killer.
It is. Isn't that good news?
I don't know. You've dealt with this so much, and I know periodically the subject comes up on the show because people are dealing with it, but it is one of the at least upside. If you're looking for good news, if you're going to take a walk outside, you're not going to get ticks on you today or tonight.
That's true. They don't come up until it's 32 degrees or higher. They'll even come up through the snow to get a blood meal. But it's not. The snow's going to insulate them a bit, of course, down deep. It's not going to kill them. But 20 degree and below weather for 3 weeks, not that we all like that kind of cold weather, is a huge, huge tick, you know, population killer of the ticks. Mm. And that's what we'd all like to see because it's been so miserable the last few years.
Wow. And Dr. Mike, I have a small backyard, but the deer come up and sit in it in the middle of the night. They'll sleep, take a nap or something like that. Are they bringing their ticks and putting them in my grass?
Yeah, but, you know, the ticks like to stay on the animal, and they drop off when they're laying eggs. So, yes, they are. Rabbits are, too, and so are mice. They say the average field mouse has 9 deer ticks. Oh. So think about that.
What?
I know.
You serious?
I know. I'm sure. If there was actually a study down in Louisiana that was published that suggested that the field mice that had the deer tick lived longer than field mice without deer tick, and they didn't make a symbiotic relationship, meaning that it causes them to live longer, but that just happened to be one of the observations in the study. Isn't that a scary thought?
Yeah, plus, what if one of those field mice, when it gets cold, like it's going to be this weekend, start digging into your house, and then the next thing you know, they're on your counter.
I'm duct taping my garage door shut. They're not getting in.
Biggest argument for a cat in the house. That's the biggest argument. I send them downstairs to go hunting. I go, hey, go down there and do your job. You got to work for your living.
How many cats do you have?
3.
Yeah, if you live on a rural farm area like you do, you got to have some kind of felines.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they're such good company anyways, but they're when they want to be, of course. But they are great hunters.
All right, we got questions. Kevin's got number one.
Mary in Mount Lebanon has a question. Dear Dr. Mike, this week my schnauzer developed a cyst on his shoulder, which drained brown fluid. He was evaluated that same day that it was drained and prescribed antibiotics. The vet said that it will most likely return and suggested that laser treatment is an option. Several of our schnauzers have had the same cysts, which were surgically removed when they occurred by our 2 veterinarians who recently retired. Is laser treatment a good option?
So I like that option. Now, remember, you can use a laser to blow a missile out of the sky, and you can use it to do therapy on a bad joint. You can also use it to do surgery to remove a cyst. So that is a good option if that's what your veterinarian is referring to. A therapeutic laser on a cyst, I haven't ever seen that work. If it's not one that does surgery, I haven't ever seen that work. But I usually surgically remove them. These cysts are like, I think of them like a grape. They have a skin, so when they rupture, you know, the contents come out, but you still have that lining in there, and if you don't get it out, they'll come back. So that's why we usually recommend that, you know, we take them out. Some veterinarians cauterize them. Some of them freeze them, and I like to remove them too, just like those older vets that had retired that you talked about. Maybe that's the old school way. But, laser's a good option, and in the hands of a skilled laser surgeon, it's a fantastic idea. So, just speak to them about, is that what they're doing? Are they actually removing the whole cyst or not? And that's what I would want done.
This is like the animal version of Dr. Pimple Popper.
There you go. Yes, that's exactly the same. Thank goodness these cysts are benign, but they can get large and, you know, they can get many. It's a nightmare when dogs get those.
All right, Ted in Westview. Dear Dr. Mike, heard you mention soaking our dog's feet when he comes in from the snow. Is that necessary on all dogs or just those with sensitive feet? I've never heard of doing that before, and I don't think we ever saw any foot problems. What's up?
I think that he might be mistaken that me talking about pets that have allergies that are licking their paws all the time. I would say dip their feet in a white vinegar, 10%, 90, fill up the cup with 90% warm water and the rest with white vinegar, and then you can dip their feet in and out, you know, before they go outside, and then when they come back in, let them drip dry, and that helps cut through the dander. But if you're talking this time of year, it's to wipe the rock salt away, just warm water or a wet rag, and you know, when they go out, the ice and snow can be irritating in their pads between their digits, and wiping them away with a warm cloth is a kind thing to do. But even the pet safe salts aren't always what I consider pet safe. They still cause a lot of irritation. So it's a good idea to wipe that away. And I think that's what you might have heard me talking about, the other solution for the allergy pets.
Shannon and Craig in West Mifflin have a question. Dear Dr. Mike, our new puppy is drinking and peeing all the time. After several trials with antibiotics, our vet cultured the urine and found an E. coli infection is still present. Will this ever end? We can't get him housebroken like this. Help.
That is very difficult, and you should not withhold water, because when you have a urinary tract infection, flushing that bladder is a great thing to do, is to, you know, keep, and you're inclined to want to hold the water so they stop peeing so much, but don't do that. Yes, it will end. Here's a good trick, and there are a lot of studies on this. Cranberry D-mannose, D-M-A-N-N-O-S-E, you can get it in a health food store, you can get it online. It's a natural way to try to replace the antibiotic. Several studies suggest that it helps. It has what we call anti-adhesive properties. It prevents the bacteria from adhering to the inside wall of the bladder and the urethra, so that helps to prevent the infection from reoccurring. And I've had dogs, puppies especially, they get, as they're going through hormone changes, it's like us when we get acne, they will get inflammation of the bladder lining. We call it puppy cystitis. And then that can lead to an infection, because the inflammation becomes an opportunity for bacteria to grab on. And if you give something like cranberry D-mannose, will help prevent that. Probiotics are another good thing to do. And, of course, your veterinarian will always have to at least do a urine analysis, you know, look at that urine and maybe do a culture and sensitivity like your vet did if it's not going away. But I have found that cranberry D-mannose works fantastic on puppies. I would recommend it for every puppy that's exhibiting those signs, at least to try it. You're not going to hurt them.
What's it like to be so smart? Fortunately, I don't think Kevin and I have that problem, but God.
Well, you know, you have these tricks that you learn over the years. I remember that was NAMA that used to say, oh, drink your cranberry juice. Well, then they finally did studies on it, and guess what? It works. Not in every case, but it really does help. I think in a woman's study, they had like 300 women in the study, and 98 of those people got recurrent UTIs after the antibiotic was through. They put them on cranberry D-mannose, and then they put them on an antibiotic, and guess what? The cranberry D-mannose worked better on that population at preventing recurrence, and it was well over like 68% of them did not get another urinary tract infection. So Nana was right.
we're getting cranberry shots here. Doc, stay warm. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.